don't have no reason to buy their homes. So that is one of the complaints. I just wanted to do a couple of things on that and give you the story. I never had no complaints from any of the neighbors. I've never even talked to any of these neighbors. Only the three, the neighbor that has the trailer and the one back here and the one next door, they all have my phone number. Never got a call from them in 4 years. We're going on 4 years of this rental. And then all of a sudden, I have all these problems after I tried to go for a wedding venue. And I got turned down from a wedding venue, and I didn't build no venue. Then the other day, right after this meeting, I'm doing some work on the porch, and Cody comes up and says he got another report that I'm building and ignoring you guys from doing the property. And Cody even says it's a nice property. He's never been up there. And I even told him that, well, would you like to come into the house? Because they say that I have, like, run down stuff that it's that I rent out to drug dealers and all this other stuff. And I said to Cody, you want to come into the property? He said he could see that it's nicely maintained. And I said, I have expensive furniture, which I took pictures of. I'm not going to put all this money into the property and then just rent out someone to destroy my property. Doesn't make sense. So then he left, and I said, it's just a waste of time. They're calling you, and I'm just doing work on the porch. Would you like to come? And he said, no, that's okay. And then the trash being moved and stuff, which I'll address those issues after the fact. Okay. And then I'll address the rest of them. I appreciate it.
Yep. Any questions for the petitioner before she sits down?
Not at this time.
Okay. All right, show of hands, who all is in the crowd that has signed up to speak in opposition to this project? Okay, is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of this project? Okay, so with as many people as we have, I would ask that we put a two-minute time clock, so just try to make your points relevant and quick. I'm assuming we're going to hear pretty much the same thing one after another, so, and I'm not saying that rudely, but I think we're going to get the same concept. So if we could please start with the first one. Do you have the sign-up list, Mr. Stice?
It's over there. I can grab it, yeah.
And then we can call them up as they signed up.
It's the flipped over.
Can I grab it?
You got it?
Yeah.
I know you said two. I don't have that pre-done. And instead of playing
we'll give
with
you,
it for
we'll
two
give
or three
you
minutes,
minute
I'll just start it over again.
Fine.
Do you want a timer or do you just want to?
Just try to keep it concise is my objective.
Thank you.
As Mr. Stice stated earlier, whenever he was beginning this meeting on the planning, zoning, rezones, all of your comments will be directed towards us. So I know it's very challenging not to turn and try to look at somebody else, but just please try to keep focus on us, and that's where your statement should be directed.
I apologize. Is it maybe a Ms. Hale? Signed up? A Tatiana? Go ahead,
please.
Tatiana Hale.
Then when you step forward, just your name and address, please.
Tatiana Mills, 180 Denver Road. So where she would like to build, we have our land also on our side. So we don't want any noise over, because lots of noise even from house. She's far, kind of further from us. But we can hear at night when it's quiet, when people drink and they speak, and so we can hear in our house. And trash everywhere. I send you a couple of pictures also. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I go ahead?
Yeah, please.
Mark and Penny?
I
I am the double-wide module right next to her that she has complained.
Your name and address, please.
It's Mark and Penny Winking, 629 Airport Road, Branson, Missouri. Okay. My husband has entertained for years, and he's retired now. And we moved out here in the rural area to have a little peace and quiet to finish raising our last two children and now our six grandkids. There is a lot that goes on there, and I too many incidents to name in 2 minutes, but I have a lot of paperwork right here for you to look at if you like to, and some past incidents. I've had people show up at my house wanting to use my phone. I've had teenage nephews and grandkids just last summer waving their hands, walking down the street, and looking over at us. We were all out in the yard with our kids, and I was working in the garden. And then they hit our mailbox. And then they walked down to the next house, and they did the same thing, turned around, came back, and did it again. And as they got just past our property line, he yells up, "Hey, Dad, come on down." And I'm sure it was Angela's brother. There's a police report where he was running from deputies, and my son-in-law took him down in our backyard late one night. I don't know why he had a warrant out for his arrest. I don't care, but this is why my brother was a police officer. I moved away from Kansas City to raise our kids in a better place. There are vulgar, like she said, there are vulgar. At night, you can hear everything, especially if the wind blows out of the north or the west or the south. It joins in the valley and comes up our back hill. You can hear everything that goes on there. You can hear cussing, vulgar suggestions. I know one night after she was denied the wedding venue that she had the wedding, and then a few days later, there was a bachelor party. And we were up till wee hours in the morning because they were partying all night. They were even in the woods. You could see them lighting a pipe or something. And you know that wasn't marijuana because that's legal. So I don't. Go ahead. There's just too much.
Just bottom line, this is a residential neighborhood. All the neighbors, they don't bother the other neighbors. They help if they can. It's not a business area. That's all we have to say about that.
We don't want the commercial.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
you. Wendy Hawkins.
My name is Wendy Hawkins. I'm at 555 Caney Creek Drive. We have this piece over here, and we can hear everything. We're building a house. We're not living there yet, but we're building. And any noise from over there just travels straight across. So if we put four more across there, that's really going to be terrible. And we bought in the area because it's residential agriculture. We didn't buy in a commercial area, so we would like it to stay zoned what it is zoned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Courtney and Jason Harris.
Courtney and Jason Harris, 629 Airport Road. We are currently staying with my parents to help out. We are in the double wide right there. Even if you zoomed in, you could honestly see that we're not on her property, but she's complained about a wood pile that's stacked between two trees, which is technically just a hair onto her property.
Anyways, so back in December of 2020, there was kind of an insane incident where Taney County Police, deputies, and sheriffs, as well as a detective, had to come out to issue a warrant for the arrest of one of her family members. And during the procedure of that warrant, the suspect ran across the back side of this property where he confronted me and my wife in our driveway. And Taney County sheriffs had to come down here and retrieve this individual from our driveway. So that was in 2020. Since then, nobody in this region has felt comfortable in their own yards. Nobody. There's been alcohol and beer bottles and trash strewn to everybody's stuff around her establishment. She also keeps making the comments that that none of us are calling her about anything. It is not our responsibility to call her. We're not paid to call her. It's her mess. She can go clean it up. That's just my opinion. That's just the way it is.
Now, the comment that I have is my daughter, and I'm just going to point up here, coming out for school, and right here next to my dad's truck in our drive, in our yard, is a whole setup of alcohol bottles and stuff where somebody had passed out in our front yard.
In our front yard.
And my daughter picked up the trash. She comes in, she goes, "Mom, I got the trash out of the yard." I'm like, "What trash?" And it was beer bottles, empty case of beer, and I mean, she's taking
out there where the bus stop is.
We've got to deal with that. That's our children. We don't know what kind of people are sleeping in our front yard while we're trying to sleep because they're too messed up at our place.
So thank you all. We've exceeded our time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike DeLong.
Mike can't be here today. He did send what he wanted to say. His goes along a lot with my husband
and I were saying.
So yeah, so I'm Jolie Jacobsmeyer, and my husband Kurt and I live in the long cabin there that's at the end of Canyon Creek Drive.
What's the address there, ma'am?
And it's 545 Canyon Creek Drive.
Okay.
All right, we moved to the area about 20 years ago, and like those around us, some who've even been there 30 or 40 years, we moved here to have, and we've worked very hard financially and physically to maintain our properties in this peaceful, quiet, rural setting where we all respect each other. When Angela's home came up for the nightly rental conditional use permit, our family was okay with it, thinking it was still going to be the four-bedroom home that our now deceased friend Bruce had built. This one in our minds had been a single family vacation rental. However, she added bedrooms, beds to the space, and even though she denied it at the commission meeting, she does advertise it as Sleeps 24. You can find this on her Angela D. Church Facebook page and on Airbnb. No one in our neighborhood would have said okay to this had we known that this was going to be a 24-bedroom house or that she was going to want to put four more. As stated at the last meeting, the music is loud into late hours of the night. Drunk people are often seen on Airport Road late at night, staggering around and going onto other people's properties. I have seen them on our road, Canyon Creek Drive, as well. Drunk people are also boasting of getting high and doing drugs off each other's private parts, and they were seen down in my woods, crossing my property and Tatiana and Sergey's property. When we called the sheriff, the people threatened us and said, "We're going to call the effing cops on you. You're going to get it." Fireworks go off late at night and scare people in October, not 4th of July, during a severe drought in our area. Bonfires have been seen left unattended during severe 2024 droughts as well. This is scary, as a forest fire could destroy all of our homes in a moment's notice. Trash is all over Airport Road. Watson Road is so narrow, it can't even hardly handle the traffic on it now and is not set up for rental and event center traffic. Look, this is nothing against Angela. We gave her a chance. But her party house does not belong in a quiet, rural setting. It is disrespectful to all of us to come in here and do something like that. There are plenty of places by Table Rock Lake where other parties are, and she could go put one there and be amongst that crowd. Our community is a quiet, peaceful, rural setting, not zoned commercial anywhere near us. And the concept of party houses or wanting more just doesn't belong in that area. We no longer have peace. We no longer feel safe in our homes. And we ask you to please agree with the planning and zoning decision last month to not rezone this. No one will want to buy our homes in the future for fair market value if they're looking at a rural setting that is bordered by loud party houses. So it actually causes home depreciation, not appreciation. And we also just want to say that at this time there are 30 of us that signed a petition, and it was given to Cody at the last meeting, that not only do we not want this commercial and more party homes in our area, we want a review of her conditional night use as well. Thank you. And I had some things here by Mr. DeLong that couldn't be here. He basically said the same things we did, that he's pleading with you to recognize that this is a rural and residential area. There's no commercial stuff around.